Well, I definitely want to discuss this survey. I saw it on the news and stuff like that. It made headlines and everything. And from what I know, it was a project.
Yeah.
And but the way it was reported on the news, and I saw them interviewing some family, they reported it as if it was something that was issued by the school and created by the school. And I guess that's what, that wasn't the case.
No.
You want to talk about the survey, Sumby?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you said, I saw it on the news, man, and then I saw people responding and talking about it on Facebook, and and it was like the survey on the news. They were saying that it was racial profiling, and first of all, with me, I feel like a survey is volunteer. First of all, and second, you don't have to put your name on it if you volunteer to take it. So if you're racially profiling, the only one is going to know that is yourself because you don't have to put your name on it. But it was some question on there. It was something, and then I'm going to paraphrase a little. Like if a white guy, a black guy, and a Spanish guy commits the same crime, who's going to do the most time?
Yeah.
You know, and the only answers was white, black, or Spanish. But I think it was like the black guy was A, and I think it was black, white, Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, so I think people were upset about that, but the reality of it is these are questions that probably things that we're taught. So, because here's a question I'll give you, Slay. Someone committed a white-collar crime. Which one did it? A white guy, a black guy, or a Spanish guy? Like, you only have those three answers.
Yeah.
What are you going to think?
Probably the white guy.
Yeah, and it's not, does that make you prejudiced or anything like that?
No.
I mean, it's just the way we brought up, the things that we know. My thing is, I'm looking to talk to the guys more to see, like, what were they going to do once they got the information?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I wanted to know. What was it?
Yeah.
What was it for? What were they looking to accomplish? Because I did see the problem with the survey is that it forces you to pick an answer where there's not, you know,
none of the above.
Or they'll all get the same amount of time. Like, it forces you to say, like, oh, the black guy? Like, I don't know. Like I get that. But I wanted to know, like, what's the questioning behind, like, what made them come up with these questions and things like that. And just see where they was going to go with it. But to see that, the outcry and stuff like that, it's just like it's kind of whack because people didn't do their research. Sit down and find out where this came from and, you know, what was the reasoning and talk to the students involved before you report on something and cause an uproar.
I think some of the people and one thing that the news didn't do, they didn't get both sides. Some of the people were upset because they felt like the administration should not have allowed such survey to go out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't chop these guys down at the legs. You know, you want them to express themselves. I thought it was good. You know, I thought it was. But I still wanted to know, and I didn't ask these guys because I was going to ask them on the show.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know, like, what was the final, you know, what were you going to do with the information that you collected? You know, and what was the purpose of the survey? You know, because if I'm answering that question, that same question, who would get more time? Just by what I know and what has happened, I'm going to say the black guy.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Even if there was, they all get the same time or none of the above or all of the above, I think I still would have been like,
the black guy.
The black guy.
Yeah, that,
I mean, that's just off knowledge.
Yeah,
that
we see
how our justice system works.
Yeah. It's weird, man, but there's a call. I don't know if this is him because Lynn's kind of talking a little bit extra, so. Nah, that's not her. Okay. So, it would have been nice, man. I am going to call him. I'm going to – wait, he might have hit me. That's him right here. Yep. Hold up. Talk to me, Slay.
I don't know what's going on,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, call.
Technical difficulties.
He said he was at work. Yeah,
we trying to put it together.
Yeah, we could.
It's why you got to love live radio.
Yeah, man.
You see it all play out.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, he said
in action.
He was at work, so – I didn't even know he had a job, yo.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a job either. So shout out to him for having a job, working hard on this snowy day.
Yeah.
But we got to get to the bottom of this survey thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out, man. They calling in now?
Yeah, he said he's going to call now.
All right.
Yeah, so, I was just surprised, man. I think they did that news thing the same day as Azerbaijan's tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Because the news people were there, and it was like, are you serious? But I guess they really were serious, bro.
Yeah, they definitely were. It's just interesting, man. Anything for news.
Yeah.
Anything. And then it's like, what are they really showing the kids when, you bombing on their survey on the news and they reading about it and watching it and things like that. And
it took ownership, what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we did that. Me and my man did that.
And that's what, threw me for a loop, because the way they reported on it, I thought that the school administered it. And I'm like, where did they get the survey from? It couldn't have been, a professional survey place. And then when I saw Mike and some of the other youth commenting and saying, this is our survey from a class, that's when I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
it's different.
What's the big deal? So, briefly, man, just tell us about the survey, man. Tell us how you guys created it and why'd you create it and everything like that.
Well, to start off, the survey was just a sociology project. We had to just think about...
Talking the phone, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, right there. Talking the phone.
Well, the survey was just a sociology project. We had to think about anything and everything that... had to do with something that a sociologist would look at, so we chose those things, and we just got blown out of proportion. We made a hypothesis and everything, and it was just taken a little too far.
Okay, so you and who else did it, and did you guys just sit down and just come up with one question and then just build from there, or how did it work out?
It was two separate surveys. One was mine, and the other one was Shaheed. And, for mine was a Donald Trump one, and, I could have reviewed it better, because when I was doing my survey, I did it on the train, and I lost connection, so I put in, a race, the option three part, but I had to turn it in at a certain time. So when I turned it in, I thought it was already a race, but it didn't get deleted because I was offline.
Oh, okay. How did you feel seeing, the news interviewing, and we're not going to say the guy's name because I don't want to get into that, but and this guy and his family about your survey?
Well, I thought it was when I heard that we were on the news, I thought our surveys was real good. I thought we got bonus points. But then everyone said racial stuff, and I was to start off, the same people who complained and brought to the news were the same people who had the Confederate flag on school grounds and just got in trouble for that.
Okay.
So for them to, and everyone's saying the Confederate flag has different meaning, but I doubt they were doing it for the South, or they have family in the South. But anyway, I don't think that everybody and the news lady actually took the time to look into what was going on, because if they would have, then they would have saw that was just a sociology project, and you didn't even have to take it. That was sent out to the whole school, and I only had about 80 people take my thing, and there's 400 kids in the high school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, lady, you got any questions?
Yeah. When you saw all the negative feedback and things that the news portrayed, what was the dialogue like? Did you get a chance yet to talk, to your teacher about it, or, to your classmates and stuff like that?
This is Shaheen now. When we just calling on Facebook and we were looking, and at first it was all adults, people who aren't even in school, talking about how Hudson High was messed up and that it shouldn't have been happening. They didn't know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know why it really happened. And then the next day, we started seeing students go on Facebook and making these long posts and emailing the news channel and telling them, that's not what happened. The family told you guys the wrong story. It wasn't required. He's not going to get in trouble if he doesn't take it. And it was for a sociology project. We didn't do it just for any old reason.
So did you guys get your grade yet on the survey?
No, we didn't get it yet. we had a write-up for it, so we just turned it in the rest of it the other day.
Because I think y'all deserve an A. I mean, for the fact that, you know, it was on the news and people was arguing about it. I saw so many people like, this is why I don't like Hudson High and all of this stuff. And I saw a lot of support for the survey as well. You know, what's your final thoughts on the survey? Would y'all do it again? Or how would you do it different?
Honestly, I would do it all again, but I would, there's things that I know that I could have done a little bit better. Like, there's some questions that they may have been a little straightforward, and I should have had different options in there, but, you know, it's a real thing, and I just made this how I felt it should be wrote. And next time, I think I should make sure that people can see it before they even open it, that it's a sociology project. Make sure they know, like, they don't have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shaheen, what was your survey about? Because Mike said it was two surveys combined.
Yeah, my survey was about the racial profile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why did you pick that to do the survey on?
Well, I was just, we had to think about something, and I was thinking, like, what's an issue in the United States right now? And the racial profile was the first thing that came to my head, and I did some research on it and decided to do it.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. I mean, even though you guys were late, we forgive you. But listen, like Slay said, I have one other question. Did the news reach out to you guys to get your side of the story, or did they just take that one side and run with it and then let it go?
The news took the one side and went with it. I believe the day that he wrote the news, it was put out that very late, like, it was like 11:30 when it was first posted.
Mm-hmm.
So they never came to us. They never went to the school and asked anything about it. They just posted what he said.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Like I said, I don't want to mention his name, you know, but it does make a big difference when, you know, if you guys are saying, like, the Confederate flag and stuff like that. That makes a big, big, big difference. But,
yeah. And y'all got a first class lesson in media.
Yeah.
I mean, and how things could go astray. But shout out to y'all, man. Just keep up the good work that y'all doing, man. We're gonna check in with y'all because I wanna know what y'all grade is too, man.
Grade gotta be an A+.
It gotta be an A.
No other survey made the news.
Yeah. Ever.
Ever. Yo, Mike was in the building playing for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, they talking about his survey.
Uh huh.
Exactly.
All right, fellas, man, thanks for calling, and I'll get back to work.
All right,
yep, good looking. All right, man, let me get the guys clap, man, even though they was late, Slay, but you know they young. The last thing I want to say about the survey, Slay, is they both mentioned that they learned a lot, and I think that was the purpose of the survey anyway. You know, even though they were trying to get opinions from other people, they learned a lot about next time they would do the survey a little different,
uh-huh.
Ask different questions. So that was great, man.
Yeah, and they're seniors, man. I mean, they're not professional. There's people that go to college to become, you know, professional survey makers, and they get paid a ton of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's a great lesson, man, and it's a great lesson in media as well.